And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
A perfectly good brain wasted.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara Counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is Thank God It's Monday. All of my guests will be helping us start out the week on the right foot. My first guest is a consultant, an author, a motivational speaker, and three-time Entrepreneur of the Year. She helps change workplace culture so that every employee is motivated to come to work. We discussed her latest book, Thank God It's Monday. My second guest has served the United States since the 1950s and the Eisenhower administration. He's been an advisor to presidents, and he helped the United States transition power from Richard Nixon to Gerald Ford during one of the bleakest periods in American history. We discussed his recent memoir, Known and Unknown. My next guest is a multi-talented individual who is known for his work on TV, radio, and in music. He began his career as a sportscaster, moved to an anchor position at Entertainment Tonight, and then left that to pursue his musical career. In addition to music, he also hosts his own radio program syndicated on over 400 stations nationwide. We'll discuss his incredible career, and then we'll have him tell us about his upcoming concert in Santa Barbara. If you want to join in the conversation and speak to John Tesh, you can always call us at 639-0008. John Tesh is a pianist, a composer of pop music, and is a well-known radio and television presenter. His 10-year-old radio program, Intelligence for Your Life Radio Show, reaches 14.2 listeners per million listeners per week, and is syndicated in 325 stations in the United States, Canada, and the UK. John has won 6 Music Emmys, 4 gold albums, 2 Grammy nominations, and an Associated Press Award for investigative journalism. John has sold over 8 million records. He has live concerts, have raised more than $20 million for PBS. In 1995, John sold 50% of his record company, GTS, to PolyGram for $8 million. And then he created Garden City Records, which he still owns today. Many listeners, perhaps to many of my listeners, he's best known for his longtime hosting of the television program Entertainment Tonight. He's previously worked as a sportscaster for the Olympic Games and as a news anchor and a reporter. Welcome to the show, John. You?
Thank you.
Well, it's great to have you on the show today, and thank you so much for being our special guest. You heard the interview that I had just prior to you, or at least the tail end of the interview with Don Rumsfeld, and it's an interesting tie-in that you brought to my attention during the break between work that you're doing as a humanitarian for others. So go ahead and tell us a little bit about that, will you please?
Well, we have two big platforms. One is the radio show that you mentioned, and also we go out and we do 50 shows, live concert shows a year. And during the radio show, we always talk about this thing that we've created called intelligent kindness, which is basically, you know, find ways with your passion, your personal passion, and what you do to serve others. And we give empirical evidence from Duke and from Harvard about what that does to your body when you serve. And it's pretty powerful stuff. And then we decided to start doing it live. So my brother-in-law, Uncle Vinny Selecchia, we hired him, and he's out with a big truck and goes from radio city to radio city. Our affiliate cities and finds ways to serve others, and we started getting more and more focus. And so I was laughing as I was hearing and excited when I heard the tail end of Mr. Rumsfeld's interview, where we do is we partner up with local veterans hospitals and veterans associations in each city, and we take care of the families and the families members of those who are serving. And we find whatever way we can, and we partner up with the folks in our audience to do that. And the whole idea is that we can't do it ourselves, but if we play in front of 2,000 or 3,000 people a night, and if we can get those, 10% of those people motivated, we've put together a pretty amazing army.
You absolutely have, John. And it's amazing that it leads me right into my next question, which is talking about your upcoming concert here in Santa Barbara at the Granada Theater on March the 17th. Tell us about that.
Well, we've been doing shows for about 25 years, and we've done 6 PBS specials, music specials. But we wanted to go back, all of us, because we're getting a little older, we wanted to go back and get our roots. And my roots were really playing trumpet in a dance band in junior high and high school. So we're taking the songs, the original songs that we do in our shows, and joining them with songs like, World on a String, Summer Wind, The Way You Look Tonight, some of the Sinatra and Tony Bennett and Count Basie favorites, and bringing a 15-piece swing band. And we did it as an experiment over Christmas, and the response was just so great. What I was surprised at was the 8, 10, 12, 15-year-old kids who know this music, and I guess it's because of YouTube. Right? They find these they find Sinatra, you know, singing with the Rat Pack, and they know all these guys, and so it's been great fun. And that's the show that we'll be doing in Santa Barbara.
Up in Santa Barbara at the Granada. If you haven't been to the Granada Theater recently, you owe it to yourself to go up there. The front of the house is completely remodeled. John, for your sake, I hope the back of the house is also remodeled. I think you're going to find it a wonderful experience.
Yeah, a lot of times in these very funny. I'm 6'6" tall, and so a lot of times in these old theaters, I'm crawling to my dressing room. But I'll take it, because there are very few classic theaters left, and you know, we promise folks a night where you'll be able to go back in time and go back and get the 40s and 50s and also that you'll have an opportunity to be inspired, because, you know, as Conan O'Brien said, if the guy who used to read the celebrity birthdays on Entertainment Tonight is now playing piano and people are paying to come see that, then we all need to get our clarinets out of the closet. So I've sort of become the poster boy for quit your job, follow your dream, and see what's going
to
happen.
Well, we're talking to John Tesh, everybody. And John, that's exactly one of the areas that I wanted to explore with you. So let's dive into that, because you are an enigma. I mean, you had this great gig on Entertainment Tonight. Most people would say, wow, that's the pinnacle of many people's success if you're in the media, and that's great. But you really embrace change. You like a challenge. So not once, but twice, you've really reinvented yourself. You moved away from the Entertainment Tonight hosting to pursue your musical career, and then you sort of moved away, or maybe branched off from your musical career to start a radio career. So talk to us about embracing change. Talk to us about evolution and what you like to call intelligence for life.
Well, and I think if you took the bio that you just went through to a therapist, they'd say, well, we need to get the Ritalin and Adderall out immediately for this guy who's ADHD. And I think there's a good bit of that in all of us that maybe should stay unmedicated. My whole life I wanted to be, I guess I wanted to be a communicator. If you go back and look at, and this is one of the things that, one of the exercises we take people through on the radio show to figure out what your passion is. You look at yourself as a kid and ask five important people in your life, and that would be your high school basketball coach, your high school English teacher, your uncle, not your parents, you know, but people who have, maybe your best friend or your college roommate, ask them what they see you doing. And so I went through that exercise after reading a book that had that exercise in it, and nobody said, I see you, hosting Entertainment Tonight. And they said, but, you know, in all your free time, you play piano, or, you know, you're out, you know, talking to people, and you love doing that. Which is what encouraged me to leave that job, which was, you know, ridiculous, wonderful, seven-figure-a-year job, working 4 hours a day reading the celebrity birthdays. But it just, you know, when I couldn't even remember what I did, you know, on that night's show, because I just was not plugged into it. But as a kid, I was the kid who was, I was forming garage bands, and I was, I assembled little radio kits from Heathkit that I ordered in the mail, and trying to broadcast out of my basement. And so when you look at my life now, it's basically what that kid was. And you don't really think about the money. You just think about, what am I passionate about?
Well, it's funny, John, because success does follow your passion. And just to give you a real concrete example of that, your radio exposes you to more listeners on a daily basis than Entertainment Tonight. So by making that leap, you actually are reaching more people. But if you would, John Tesh, talk to my listeners about taking risks and succeeding, because I think that's the lesson that we all want to learn from your life's history.
And I think the lesson begins with a survey that we had on the radio show recently of people over the age of 90, and they just asked them all kinds of different questions, and the typical question was, you know, if you had it to do all over again, what would you change? And every single man and woman in some form or another said, well, I would risk more. And isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
You know, at 90 years old, you would think, well, I've done everything. But that's that you know, that great phrase that somebody said about, you know, don't die with the music still inside you. I think that for some reason we are programmed, whether it's by our parents or it's somewhere in our DNA or whatever it is, but we're risk averse. We're afraid of failing. And I had the reason that I'm so on fire for risk today is that I know what the other side feels like. I had horrible stage fright for, gosh, at least 12 years of my life.
Really?
And I think it was because my parents, and they meant well, but I was a piano player, and they wanted me to do the recitals, and I would clam up, and they'd say, well, what's wrong with you? You know, just try harder. And again, they were just trying to parent me, but it was, I had such horrible fear that even when I was out of college, I could not play piano live without losing the feeling in my left arm. And I found this great therapist who works with orchestral players, and he taught me how to fail. It was the most bizarre thing in the world. He taught me how to risk and to fail, and he put me in front of a piano, and he'd say, okay, now make a mistake. How are you going to get out of it? You know. And so what I did was I practiced. I got used to that feeling of failure and understood what risk felt like. I practiced risking and failing and realized it wasn't so bad after all, and it ended up, you know, causing me to take that, he cured me of stage fright, it bled into everything else. I said, well, let's start a radio. What's the worst thing that can happen if we started a radio show? Well, you could go broke. Well, okay, well, we'll start over, you know.
Oh, wow. We're talking to John Tesh, everybody, musician, radio host. We're also talking about his upcoming concert at the Granada Theater on March the 17th in Santa Barbara. John, we really haven't delved into your radio show that much, so describe for my listeners your radio show, why it's unique today among syndicated in the syndicated radio world.
I think it's unique because we didn't take the easy way out. It's a very expensive show to produce. We have 25 people who work on it, which, as you probably know, is a lot for a radio program. You can usually do it with three or four. But it was started at the hands of my wife, really. My wife is an actress and a businesswoman, and I looked at her side of the bed one day, and there were all these magazines all stacked up with sticky notes on it with articles that she was going to, quote-unquote, get to at some point. And I said, well, you're never going to get to that stuff. And then the light bulb went off over my head, and it was like, well, oh my gosh, let's create a program on the radio for that person, which is wants all the intelligence, but doesn't have time to go and harvest it. We say, oh, it's intelligence for your life. So we brought it to, you know, the usual suspects, Westwood One, Clear Channel, those guys, and they said, well, this is too expensive, it won't work, and the name's too long, intelligence for your life. So we did the Mickey Rooney thing. We said, you know, well, I've got a barn, well, I've got a microphone, and I called a guy in New York who was a great sales guy, knew nothing about radio, and I said, you're now the affiliate relations guy. You're the call radio stations. And it really started like that. We started with six stations, and now we're on 380. But I think it's because people want this kind of stuff. We live in a world right now of broadcasters. Everybody's a broadcaster. They broadcast on Facebook, on Twitter, whatever, on their cell phone, texting. We all want a little bit of information that we can use for our lives, but also that we can help others with, and I think that's just in our nature.
Interesting. We're a world of broadcasters. We all want to help others. I think that is fascinating. We're talking to John Tesh, everybody. John, based out of all of that, I mean, you average 33 hours of radio programming a week and on your syndicated show. You also tour 50 dates a year, as you mentioned, with your music. You have a wife, Connie Selica, who you just alluded to, a family, a daughter. So describe for my listeners that work-life balance and how you maintain it.
I stay really focused. I actually don't work that many hours of the day. It seems like it, but I work from home. I have a satellite dish on my top of my house, and I read books like Focus and Differentiate or Die and things like that, where it's like don't be distracted by stuff that's going to get in your way. Meaning that every now and then I'll get an offer to do a game show, for example. And it's like, oh my gosh, look at that, look at all that money. But how does that fit with your life? What are you going to do? So we stay true to three things. Number one is family, and I'm teaching my 16-year-old daughter how to drive now, so you can pray for me on the family part.
Will do.
And the second one is music, and the third one is the radio show. And we don't do anything else. That's it. We don't get distracted by anything else. And then the other thing is, you know, hire people, and I learned this from people like Don Rumsfeld, hire people who are incredible at what they do, pay them as much as you possibly can, and do everything you can to keep them. And so most of my people have been with me for 20 years, band members and also people who work on the radio show have been with me for 10 years. And when you have it's like that quarterback thing. When you have great blockers, you're going to have a better chance of completing the pass.
All right. We're talking to John Tesh, everybody, musician, radio host, all-around performer. Now, John, I think it's very interesting of how you got your break in the music industry when you actually wrote for NBC a little ditty anonymously. Would you mind telling or sharing that story with my listeners, please?
Yeah. I knew that, in fact, I think I have it here. So. Is that theme?
Yes, that's the theme.
I'm in the radio studio. But it was, I knew that it must have been 15 years ago. I knew that NBC wanted a theme for their new basketball coverage. They'd stolen it away from CBS. And I just really was in the process of trying to be recognized as a composer. And I thought, man, if I could just get a sports theme. So the cool thing was they put out the call to all the composers in the land. And they said, we're not going to see your names. You can only submit a tape with a phone number on it, because we don't want to be swayed by the John Williams and the Jamie Horners and all those guys of the world and Hans Zimmer. So that's what they did. And I came up in the middle of the night. I was in France covering a sporting event, and I got this theme in my head, and I didn't have a tape machine with me or sheet music, so I called it into my answering machine in New York. I was living in New York at the time. And the theme I had in my head was basically, and when I got home, you know, I sat at my piano with my answering machine, and I picked out the notes and everything, put hired an orchestra, small orchestra, to play it, and it became the theme for 10 years for those guys, and put one of my kids through college. And so I'm always saying, you know, it's just that simple. Just keep singing. So I have tape machines filled with stuff. I'd be going, gank, 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 just horrible stuff. But I figure another one will come eventually.
Oh, that's great. We're talking to John Tesh, everybody. And John, just in the minute or so that we have left, you've said that your priorities are family, music, and the radio show in that order. But I have to ask you, what's next for John Tesh?
I've got this wind in my back feeling right now. I'm having the best time. You know, the most exciting thing for me is to do what we're going to do in Santa Barbara on Thursday night. It's just to be in front of an audience. And a lot of them are radio show listeners. Many of them are people who've never seen a show before. And some are people who were back up with us the PBS days. You know, having an opportunity to communicate not only through the radio show, but also in a live environment like that. I mean, when you get something like that, you just walk around all day pinching yourself and going, how do I protect this? You know, and in 2 weeks I'm going to help my daughter pick colleges, and so, you know, again, you can pray for me on that. But it's a great life, and I know enough people, and I interact with enough people, as do you every day, to know that there are people who are struggling so horribly right now. So I'm a grateful guy.
Oh, John, it's been great. We've been talking to John Tesh, everybody, musician, radio host, former host of Entertainment Tonight. John, if people want to learn more about you, maybe learn about the concert in Santa Barbara, where would you direct them to go on the internet?
Well, there's two sites. I mean, teshmusic.com is probably the best site, because that's where you can interact with me, and you can also see the videos of what we're doing. I would, you know, if you're making a decision to come on Thursday, it's a 90-minute show, and it's early because we know it's a school night. But I would encourage you to bring kids. They will walk out of this concert and they will pick up an instrument. That's our mission.
Oh, that is a wonderful mission. We've been talking to John Tesh, everybody. John, thanks so much for being our guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll see you on Thursday night in Santa Barbara.
My pleasure.
Take care.